أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أموالكم ولا أولادكم بالتي تقربكم عندنا زلفى إلا من آمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك لهم جزاء الضعف بما عملوا وهم في الغرفات آمنون. والذين يسعون في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك في العذاب محضرون. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about those who had disbelieved in Allah, and they disbelieved more especially with regards to the akhirat, the coming of the day of qiyamah, the day of judgment, and they would say, نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ, that we have more wealth and more children than you, and these are indicative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors upon us. And because of that, Allah will not punish us in the hereafter, because these are tokens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and these are signs that Allah loves us. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to these kind of comments that these people will make. وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not your wealth nor your offspring that will be things that will bring you closer to us, that is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not draw you any degree closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this wealth as a test. Allah ta'ala grants us children sometimes as a test, and sometimes we fail these tests, and these take us further and further away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an exception of a person with two qualities, illa man amana wa amila saliha, except that person who has brought iman in Allah and he has practiced righteously. Now, when he has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one practices righteously, then that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, in the first instance, he will realize and understand that I was not entitled to this wealth. This wealth is really a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. He will make shukr for that wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. He will fulfill the obligations that one has to fulfill when Allah has given wealth, like zakat, now it will be qurbani, it was fitrah, the other works of deen, etc. He will spend. And only thus such a person's wealth will draw him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to children also, a person that has iman, he has amal saliha, then obviously he will teach his children imaniyat, he will teach them the proper aqidah, he will teach them about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and akhirat, and he will teach them acts of righteousness, and the result is that they become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the various degrees of obedience that is there, and hence that children then will become a means of him gaining closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ الضِّعْفِ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them will be the jaza, the double reward, because of what they had done. وَهُمْ فِي الْغُرَفَاتِ آمِنُونَ, and they will be in the ghurafat, they will be in the lofty high chambers, آمِنُونَ, peaceful and safe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, that their wealth also they will be rewarded, their children also they will be rewarded. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says here double, in other words abundant. On the one hand, Allah rewards from 10 times right up to 700 times that Allah mentions in this kitab, in the Quran Kareem. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards, and Allah ta'ala multiplies the rewards for whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires. So that will be left on the ikhlas and the sincerity of the spending, nurturing the children, training them for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of that comment that they used to make, that their wealth and their children is a token of Allah's pleasure and they will not be punished in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ, and those who make an attempt and an effort to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses to oppose them and to stop others from accepting the signs and accepting the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they stop one and all from accepting and entering this deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ Then they will be brought to a chastisement, to an adhab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will be obviously very severe. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that is the real criteria of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adhab, that no matter how many children and how wealthy a person or a community may be, but when he begins to stop others from the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that renders that person one that will be in the adhab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and of course in the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.